The following is a Stick Boy We Talk production.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
I am the man.
If you're the man, what the rock is talking. Woo! The best there is.
What it is, what it do, welcome to the One Fall Podcast. Joshua, Adam, Liam, Marvis, Knott, Wismo, and Joel. It's WrestleMania weekend. We're going to split this into two halves, and we're going to focus on the better half of WrestleMania weekend with the G1 Supercard and NXT. Boys, it's going to be an exciting weekend. Mo, you have been to a WrestleMania weekend. Joel, you're about to go to a WrestleMania weekend.
Yes, I am. I will be there. There are three shows on the docket. And, oh boy, I'm excited.
Mo, you'll probably enjoy WrestleMania more live than people at home. I'll be willing to bet
it'll
that.
It'll fly by. I'll come back and I'll talk to both of you.
It actually will.
The show flew by. Like, I lost count of time. Like, it just all flew by. And you guys are just sitting there like, I'm still watching it right now.
Mo, what? How many WrestleManias have you gone to live?
Just the one. What? WrestleMania 31.
So you, what was your bastard?
What's your experience of Mania live?
Like I say, that's probably. I mean, it's, how do you explain it? It's such a spectacle, mm-hmm. that you're so enthralled with being at WrestleMania and the kind of majestic, you know, iconic feel that WrestleMania brings about for wrestling fans, and you're just in this stadium and you're just taking in the people and the chants and the and it's less about what's going on in the ring, it's more about just the experience of being there. It feels big, it feels like history. And you know, the entrances are spectacular. I mean, that entrance that year with the Rusev entrance, you know, the year I was there, things like that, that just, you know, and nowadays WrestleMania is kind of ruined for me partially because they book for they stopped booking for what's organic and started, thanks to Mick Foley ruining WrestleMania, booking for the WrestleMania moment. Mm-hmm. That said, live that plays out like live, that may hurt the booking overall, but in that moment live, it works out for you as a fan.
Joel, what do you, before we get to all the events that are coming up here and then we'll talk about G1 and NXT, what are you really excited about with this entire week of experiencing?
Oh, I'm excited for it all. Like, it changes on the day, really, as I get closer to boarding the plane and taking off. I'm excited for the pictures that I can take in New York. I'm excited to be in New York. I'm excited to go down to Brooklyn. I'm excited to be around and get to see and experience this almost like Comic-Con like experience for wrestling fans. Like, I'm going to see so many wrestling fans wandering around that are like me. That's going to be really cool. It's probably going to be a few wrestling fans that'll be a little bit scary, but that's cool too.
There will be some that are really stupid that you can make fun of them right to the face and they won't know it. It's great. Like the guy when I was at Royal Rumble who was so excited because he was telling me about how he had he was there. He had his action figure. It was an Alicia Fox. And he's like, it's not in the box, though. It's loose. And so I go, so you're Alicia Fox. Your Alicia Fox is loose, you're saying. And like, he didn't at all. Like, he's like, yeah, it's loose, so it's not worth as much. I'm like, it's not worth. Alicia Fox is worth less now because she's loose, you're telling me? Like, he didn't get it for, and it was like 10 minutes of me just stuff like that. Make sure you try and take in the stupidity of human beings.
Oh, I fully plan on it. I mean, on the flip side, being able to walk into Madison Square Garden and see professional wrestling live. See Okada, Tanahashi, Will Ospreay, Jay White, Suzuki, more than likely, Juice and Thunder Liger. Juice and Thunder Liger is confirmed for the ROH Rumble at the start. So I'm going to get to see Juice and Thunder Liger perform in his last year. So I think that's really cool and really exciting. Seeing Johnny hopefully get his moment in the Barclays Arena and being able to see the Matt Riddle for the first time, Walter and Pete Dunne. There's probably names I'm forgetting. Naito and Ibushi, they're gonna break their necks. I get to see guys die.
Are you going to fan access? I'm just curious. Or fan access?
No, or
Russell, like WWF or WWE fan access? And what's the other one? WrestleCon?
WrestleCon, yeah.
No,
autographs or anything?
No, I'm trying to split my time between wrestling and just being a tourist in New York, because this is the first time I'm going to be in New York ever.
Does deserve its own thing, but that was one of the things that was the coolest to me, was actually being down there. And just, like, we're down at WrestleCon, and, you know, Demolition asked us where we're from. And Bill Eady, you know, acts, and he starts telling me stories about, you know, crossing the border into Canada and all the cool people and the fans and hanging out with the Hearts, even though he never trained with them. And it's just, we just talked like just forever, and it was so cool. Things like that, you know, part of the weekend.
I think, cause I can't see myself not going to another Mania at some point. I just think that, and with what they're doing in Toronto right now, we very well could get a Mania up north.
Yeah,
I mean, they've run Survivor Series, and then three, four years later, they run in. They're running SummerSlam. I feel like they're testing the waters to see if a Mania is worthwhile here, which I absolutely think it is. And if that happens, then that would be great. Because I'm sorry, but I think New York has more to offer than Toronto does. So that's where my time gets a little bit more split. But if it's in Toronto, then I can just go hard on the wrestling.
Plus, stuff. The travel's hard, right? Because I believe Access Access is in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and it's not anywhere near. Like, I think it's a half hour, like, just train ride to get from there, from the where the Barclays Arena is to Access. Mm-hmm. And just everything I wanted to do is just it sucks to miss out on, but I think that walking around and just being there and being able to wander around is well worth it. But it's one of those things where it is absolutely that experience of this is going to be a completely different experience than any other wrestling show I've been to. And Mania, we are effectively up in kind of the nosebleed section. Like, we're up pretty high. We're going to be relying on the screens mostly, but I don't care. None of that matters to me, because I'm going to get to experience WrestleMania.
Well, if we ever watch WrestleMania 31 together, I could point to you where I was, because I was on camera the whole time, the hard camera. Awesome. I wasn't that far. That was cool. It wasn't actually great seats, but it was great atmosphere.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that night when Ronda came out for the first time, but with The Rock, goddamn moments, right? The moments. Yeah. You're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's the thing that matters the most, is all of this is just going to be a series of moments. It's going to be a blur, and I'll be back in Calgary quicker than when I left. And it'll be a wrestling memory that I can hold on to forever, of just being able to say I was there.
Try not to have any scorpions on the plane when you get back.
No, I will try to avoid that. That's only for you when you travel, Mo.
Yeah, that was insane.
All right, shall we get to all the events of the week?
Yep.
All right, so on Wednesday, April 3rd, I believe that's the day that you get in, Joel, or you'll be getting ready that day?
I'll be getting ready that day. I'll be still Canadian bound.
So at 6 p.m., we have Battle Club Pro presents Icon 3 Women Crush at the Brooklyn Stew Dome in Brooklyn, New York. At 7 p.m., we have Pizza Party Wrestling at the Phil Schneider Building in Wrigley Park, New Jersey. At 7 p.m. that day, we have UPWA Wrestling at Wayne, New Jersey. At 8:30, we have WrestlePro at Ray Rao Recreation Center in Rao, New Jersey. So really, the Wednesday, nothing too super excited. On the Thursday, though, we have Evolve at LaBoom in Queens at noon. Also at noon, Powerbomb TV Family Reunion at Whitehall Eagle Hall in Jersey, New Jersey. 3 p.m., we have Destiny and Fight Club Pro at NYC Arena in Jamaica, New York. So that's in Jamaica, Queens, I believe. 4 p.m., we have GCW Josh Barnett's Blood Sports at White Eagle in Jersey City, New Jersey. At 4 p.m., we have WXW at LaBoom in Queens, New York. At 6, we have the First Access Situation at the Brooklyn Pier. at, and that is the NXT versus the NXT alumni. I'm not sure what that event is, but at 7, we have NYCWC, A Matter of Pride at Stage 48. Then we have an MLW taping also at 7. Then a WrestleCon Super Show at 7. At 7:30, we have SW Bowner Jam 7 at White Eagle Hall. At 8, DDT has a show in Queens, New York. Also at 8, we have Interspecies Wrestling at the White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, New Jersey. At 11, we have Impact Wrestling, and that match that will be headlining that will be the Lucha Bros versus RVD and Sabu. Then we have the Kaiji Big Battle at La Boom, and then we have Absolute Intense Wrestling at White Eagle. Anything stand out for you guys in that first Thursday there?
Suzuki versus Barnett. Bloodsport, yeah.
Yeah.
And interspecies wrestling, because what?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Any of you ever heard of that before?
No.
Nope. It's the next step in pro wrestling evolution.
But Bloodsport might actually get my money on, I presume it'll be on the Fight app or something like that.
Yeah,
or Twitch or something like that. Yeah, yeah, that might actually get my money. I'm fascinated. I watched the one with, Suzuki and Riddle. And that was
right. Awesome. I'm kind of interested in the Lucha Bros for Sabu and RVD.
Could be sad, but Sabu is still crazy enough that it might be okay.
So we go to Friday, 10 a.m., New Japan ROH G1 Supercar Festival of Honor Fan Convention at the Hulu Theater at MSG. Then we have WrestleCon, USA vs. the World at the New York City Hilton Midtown. Then at 11, we have Shimmer at La Boom. We have, I can never pronounce his name right, Shiraka. You know, the one with all the funny masks and everything like that? The crazy stuff anyways.
Oh, yeah. Shikara.
Shikara, thank you. Shikara at White Eagle. At 12, we have IPW UK at the NYC Arena. At 11, we have World Collide for the Cruiserweights for WWE Access. At 3, we have WWN Showdown, Mercury Rising at La Boom. At 3, we have Rev Pro Wrestling at New York City's Hilton Midtown. At 3:30, we have Black Label Pro Adventures in Wrestling at White Eagle Hall, New Jersey. At 4, we have Stardom American Dream 2019 in the Big Apple at the NYC Arena. At 4, we have Black Label Pro again. At 6, we have more Worlds Collide for WWE Access. At 6:15, we have WWE TakeOver. At 7, we have MLW Battle Riot 2. At 8, we have GCW presents Joey Janela's Spring Break Part 1. And at 8, we have Joey Ryan's Penis Party at the New York City Hilton Midtown. And at 11:59, we have Black Craft Wrestling at White Eagle Hall. Obviously, NXT stands out there, but what else stands out to you on the Friday? Oh,
Penis Party, clearly. It's going to be on. I know that my local cable provider will be showing it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing. that's incredible. Or for Joey Ryan.
Joel, you're going to the penis party, right?
No penis party.
I presumed you'll be having your own penis party.
Well, we'll see what happens in New York.
Moving on to Saturday, 8 a.m., we have WWE Access, including NXT UK tapings at the Brooklyn Pier. This is at 8 a.m. in Brooklyn. At 11, we have Wrestling Resolver, Pancakes and Pile Drivers 3. Great title. At 12, we have GCW Presents Orange Cassidy is Doing Something or Whatever at the White Eagle in New Jersey, New Jersey. At 12, we have the Slobberknocker Session with Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler at the Gotham Comedy Club. At 1 o'clock, we have more NXT UK tapings at Access. At 2, we have WWN Live Experience Wrap Up at the Bell House. At 2, we have House of Glory in the NYC Arena. At 4, we have IWS at the White Eagle, Jersey City. At 6, we have Access doing more UK tapings. At 6:30, we have Drags and Dropkicks at the House of Yes. At 7, we have the WWE Hall of Fame, if you want to call it that, this year. At 7:30, we have the WrestlePro versus CZW at the Raw Way Recreation Center. At 7:30, we have the New Japan ROH Supercard at MSG. At 11, we have On Your Mark, featuring Eli Drake. And at 11:59, we have Joey Janela's Spring Break Part 2. Aside from the G1 card, my guess is the most exciting thing on that day is either going to the UK tapings or Joey Janela.
I think it's Janela.
Yeah, I would say Janela, most likely.
Pancakes and Pile Driver sounds fun.
He has done such a great job, and the fact that he is set for Mania next year, and he's already, and there's no way WWE is going to be able to weasel him out, and it sounds like it could be one of the biggest independent shows in a little bit here. I'm excited for what he can do.
I know that the Elite said they want to go near it. Do you see any of them possibly at the spring break?
I don't know, maybe, but I also think it seems to be Cody's driving force of like,
yeah,
you know,
so do you see the Bucks or Kenny there?
You could very well see the Bucks and Kenny there.
I think that's the great unknown about the weekend. I think they're going to have a huge presence. They're going to want to, but it's going to be strategic. They're going to make a splash. We don't know what it's going to be. I can't wait to find out.
On Sunday, we have more access at 8 a.m., the Brands Battle at the Brooklyn Pier. 10 a.m., the Bullet Club Block Party at Reed's Restaurant in New Jersey. At 12, we have Capital Wrestling in Newark, New Jersey. And at 5, we have a 15-hour wrestling show called WrestleMania. On Monday, you have more Worlds Collide for the women this time. You have Monday Night Raw. Then you have possibly the last ever live Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Jim Ross there as the guests for Conrad and Bruce. And then on the Tuesday, SmackDown Live. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's all the events. Out of everything on there, I'm interested in Bloodsport, like you were saying, Mo. I am interested in this RVD and Sabu match. And, of course, the headliner of the week. Steiner versus Swoggle.
Nothing else. The promos the Steiner have been cutting.
Yeah, like, it's worked well. It's been fantastic.
I saw it at work and I was like, "Yep, this is what makes Steiner work."
What show is that on?
I actually don't know. But I think it's on the Thursday night.
What do you guys want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about the G1 Supercard, or do you want to talk about NXT?
Let's go in order, because that's how I'm going to be doing it, and everyone else. But let's hit on NXT first, the Friday, as I look at my NXT tickets right now.
Fantastic. So NXT has the least amount of matches of everything in the week. We have 5 matches. Now, before we get to this, we're obviously recording this on a Monday, so I should say there could be something added on the NXT tapings on the Wednesday. There has been speculation, no rumor, simply speculation, that a poster that was released had ladders in front of the 4 women in their poster. So there is some speculation this could possibly be a ladder match. So when I ask you guys your thoughts on the winner of that, just put in the back of your mind of the speculation of that possibly becoming a ladder match. Good? Good. All right. So let's start it off. We're going to start with the tag titles. And we'll have to see how 2 of these guys, how they come into WrestleMania with Aleister Black and Ricochet, but they won the Dusty Rhodes Classic, and they take on the Roar Raiders in what is going to be a fantastic match.
Oh, this is going to be great. I foresee the War Raiders retaining here because this will be Black and Ricochet's last NXT match. And then they go to Purgatory.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's essentially what it is, isn't it?
It's not wrong. That's, unfortunately, it's not wrong. This, to me, I kind of feel like it's very strong chance this is going to be the best match in the show.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic. I mean, they just have been letting the tag teams really shine and get the time they need to have the match. And I know those guys are capable of having an incredible match. So, I mean, Black and Ricochet were close to getting over on Raw tonight, despite everything. So, I mean, that's how talented they are. So, yeah, we'll see.
It's going to be a great match to open the show. And I'm presuming it's going to open the show. I agree with you guys. I think War Raiders win because I don't know what their match is yet, but I think Black and Ricochet are winning whatever tag titles at WrestleMania.
I don't believe they're going to win any tag titles at WrestleMania, but they're the fact that they're, you know, kind of booked regularly on Raw and then this is going on. I don't believe that they're going to continue to be a long-term team. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, that's the interesting part of it as well. This match, out of the matches I have on the list that I'm jealous that Joel gets to see live, this is near the top of it. Pete Dunne and Walter.
Oh, yeah.
For the UK Championship.
Oh, Walter's just... Pete Dunne's not going to have a chest left by the end of this show. Walter's going to kill him. And it's going to be amazing. The seats that we have were a little bit higher, but I guarantee you I'm going to hear those slaps across the chest as if I was sitting right there.
I have little doubt on that. What do you guys have for your predictions?
You mean on star ratings? Because that was actually one thing that came out was a prediction on star ratings. And that, to me, was almost more interesting than the prediction on winners. And they had this, I think, at the highest. I think this was like 4.75.
I mean, it's not in the Tokyo Dome, so I don't know.
So I'm pretty sure Walter's winning and it's time to move Dunn up. I mean, he's been holding on to that title forever. But I could see Dunn winning, holding on to it one more time just so that the Walter win gets a little more so there's a little bit more of a chase. But Walter's a very, very interesting character, that's for sure.
This is the first time – sorry, Joel. I'm just going to say this is the first time I've ever seen Walter in a full match. I've seen clips. I've never seen him in a full match.
He's unique. Like I say, I'm not the biggest fan because I don't love people that are that stiff. Like, because I think wrestling's supposed to be a work. Mm-hmm. But he is a very unique character. And
he was trained by Ishii.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Wow. Joel?
My question to you is, does it make sense for the character of Walter to have a chase, or should he be like the Mountain from Game of Thrones, where he just comes in, destroys the guy, and then the chase is whoever plucky little guy, maybe Jordan Devlin?
I think there's okay to have the chase only because Dunn, it would cement Dunn even more before he gets brought up. So less about Walter, more about Dunn, just that one last push to create him.
Because I think Dunn can, if he takes a loss here and Dunn just escapes, and it's like the Hunter and Taker match where Taker had to be taken off on a little vehicle, a little scooter there, after he had been beaten so bad, but Taker still got the win. I think you could do something similar where Dunn doesn't necessarily win, but he survives. And
need I remind you, sorry, Rachel, I was going to say, need I remind you, this was, we're on a year anniversary where Mo brought to the world Vince's reaction of seeing Walter for the first time and proceeding to put a fake penis onto a table and slapping it down hard.
Yeah. That was Keith Lee.
It was Keith Lee.
I think it was both, though.
Yeah, well, it was partially both, but yeah. I figured that was his reaction first time he saw Keith Lee.
And he's got both now.
Exactly. He's got both.
I think Walter's going to win this. Like you said, I think Pete Dunne is either going to go up or go to NXT. Is that the next level? I don't know. But I can see Walter winning this, and I think they're just going to ride Walter for quite a while and make him kind of the main guy there. And maybe he'll face someone like Jordan Devlin next. Who knows?
I kind of wonder if Dunne – my question is does Dunne go up to the main roster, or does he go up to 205 Live? That's the big question.
Let's just send him to NXT. I think he's better there anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's what we'd all prefer.
I agree with you, Mo. I think it's
205 Live has really good action now. Like, it has really good wrestling. It's just that nobody watches still. It has no momentum. But as far as booking and action is concerned, 205 Live is a very solid show.
I mean, it's the reason that Fox is considering 3 hours now for SmackDown, because they like the audience that they have for 205 Live. The show that they could do 3 hours on Tuesday was one of the reasons that a Fox executive had given to Meltzer for the reason that SmackDown should be 3 hours.
Well, that's interesting too.
Yeah. If you're talking about star ratings in this, I would agree with you, Mo. This could be a 4. This could be a 5. Like, these two, I'm very interested to, again, because I haven't got a chance to see a full Walter match, but I know what Pete Dunne can do, and with the crowd they're going to have for Brooklyn, this match is just going to be – it's one of those rare times you get
a huge Styles Clash too, which I think will be really interesting. But there, we have two of those Styles Clash matches in here.
Yeah, it's like I say, it'll be interesting. The one thing is that Pete Dunne looks so damn small next to Walter. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that it's really, to me, it'd be interesting to see actually if that plays into the match, because it's a visual that really strikes you when you notice it.
So we all have Walter in this one then?
No, Mo. I think Mo said Pete Dunne.
Oh, I mean,
no. I'll go with Walter. I do think I not necessarily what I would do. I could see the other way, but yeah.
Next up, we have the women. And remember, I said there's some speculation for a ladder match in this, so I don't know if that'll change anyone's opinions. But we have Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kairi Sane in a four-way match for the NXT Women's Championship.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be all right. You know, I mean, I think it'll be good either way. Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure I think Belair gets it here.
Really? I think they're giving it to Io Shirai.
Maybe. It depends on when they're. I'm pretty sure that it's kind of time for both Baszler and Kairi Sane to go up. You know, I mean, the problem with Baszler is that her two cronies are not ready.
No.
But I just think that it's a situation where she's going to come up to replace Ronda, and continue storylines with that. So, you know, and I don't know that they're going to split up. You know, I just think Belair's taking it. Let's put it that way.
So you got Belair taking it. I have Io Shirai. And by the way, Mo, does it change your mind in any way if it is a ladder match for that result?
No. In fact, it's more likely, I think, that she wins it on a ladder match. But, yeah.
Joel?
I'll go with Belair, but I can't wait to see Io Shirai do a moonsault from potentially the top of the ladder, or at least...
How about outside. An insane elbow by Kairi Sane? That's the one I was thinking of.
So cool. And next year,
she's so good. She might be the best baby face in the business.
Yeah, Kairi Sane. She's going to jump off that pirate ship. I think you were about to say, Joel.
Yeah. That better.
Or come out on top of the pirate ship that the Buccaneers have. It'll be the biggest win in Raymond James Stadium since they won the Super Bowl. So for 20 years, the biggest win they've had there. With Kairi Sane coming out there, I think this is going to be a really good match. Mo, I think you're kind of in agreement with me. You've been pretty meh on Shayna Baszler as a champion.
Well, you know, like she's won me over.
She's
won me over. I did not think that she was going to be as good as she is. And she always had a good presence, but I did not think in the ring that she would get to where she is. She's developed well for somebody. Because just my only problem with her was she was so old when she started. Right. She's already in her late 30s. I mean, she's like, she might be older than Natalya.
She's 38. She'll turn 39 in August.
And how old's Natalya?
I don't have that on me right now, just because I'm assuming Natalya's in her late 30s as well. So.
Yeah.
That should be a really good match. I think we all agree, though, Shayna Baszler's losing the title on what is going to probably be one of the weaker Monday Night Raws after Mania, just because there already are so many call-ups that it's going to be the women that are going to be the big call-ups for them on that show.
Natalya's 36, so she's older than Natalya. So that's...
Wow. Yeah, she's got to get up there, especially if they're going to do that horsewoman match eventually.
Exactly.
NXT North American Championship. Again, a little bit of a Styles Clash. But we have the Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle. Now, my biggest question on this one is, what is Velveteen going to get airbrushed?
I hope it's a Texas Tornado carry on air.
Oh, that'd be great. He's been very big on Biggie stuff. So I'm wondering if he'll do something for Biggie or Puffy, or maybe Nas, some kind of New York rap situation there. But Texas Tornado would be fantastic, too.
Just because everybody compares Riddle to him, so.
Well, Riddle, you could do this kind of comparison thing, because Riddle gets his stuff airbrushed as well, I believe. So I'd be really cool just as a rap fan of Riddle being the SoCal guy, got like Tupac on his, and then Biggie for Velveteen would be super cool. But we'll see what happens with the two tights. As for the match, I really only see this going one way personally, and I have Matt Riddle winning it. Joel?
I'm going to go with Dream because I just I'd like to think that keep the title on a little bit longer, and maybe you shoot Riddle up into challenging for the bigger title in NXT. But I can also see Riddle winning. Either way, it's going to be really neat to see Velveteen Dream live. That's going to be a fun experience.
I think it'll be even more fun to watch Riddle. I would have had Riddle win the Royal Rumble and beat Lesnar at this year's Mania for the title. I would craft a rocket to the guy and do it immediately. I wouldn't even have him down there for a second. That's what I would have done and would do. I do think that this it all depends. Is Dream coming up or not? We've been hearing about it for a long time, but that's what it comes down to. I mean, and that's what's tough to I could see them wanting Dream to hold it a little bit longer because it seems weird for him to win it and then lose it right away. On the other hand, if Riddle's going to be down there any longer and Dream is coming up and Riddle seems like he's going to be down there way too long, I'd have to lean towards him winning it. So that'll be my pick.
And by way too long, you mean you're just going to protect him before Vince McMahon gets his grubby paws on him and finds a way to screw Riddle up.
Isn't that what we're all thinking?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an interesting match. Just the styles clash, and this is Matt Riddle's first major program on a takeover. He had the stuff of Verso No, but this is his first major program going for a title on a takeover, and I expect him to kind of go up the ladder really quickly. As for in the crowd, we always see those big guys in the crowd. I've talked to Joel about this, and I want to get Joel's thoughts, but Mo, will we see Kushida in the crowd as announced as a new talent for NXT?
I was actually thinking ACH, but we could see Kushida.
ACH next, but because I think we will see that, but will we see Kushida, who is long rumored to go to NXT?
That is, amazing, him on NXT. But what else are they going to do with him? I think that's almost perfect. Yeah, that's too perfect not to happen.
Joel?
I really hope to get to see Kushida, because then I can at least say, hey, I saw Kushida in the crowd. But as long as he's got the Marty McFly vest, then I'm good. I'm good. I think we'll see Kushida there.
I wonder how much of that gimmick he'll be allowed to keep.
Yeah, that will be. I mean, I as someone that likes Kushida and Back to the Future being my favorite movie, I'm hoping that we get all of it and that it can just be taken to another level with WWE and then they can get Christopher Lloyd to do something with him. That'd be fantastic.
Is there any chance that you could ever have anything better than that? That him, young little boy, and that at the Tokyo Dome. Is there any way that we could?
That was ever... so creepy.
It was the creepiest thing of all.
Oh my god. And that was three in the morning here in Calgary. And I remember Joel I'm too tired for this. What is going on?
It was so ill-conceived.
Jeez.
I loved it.
I just a kind of running gag, if you follow Brian Alvarez on Twitter, he's had this thing with Jerry Giraffe or whatever, and putting Jerry Giraffe's head on things, and he put the giraffe's head in a Photoshop on that Kushida thing, which made it somehow even more terrifying.
Yeah, that's the giraffe that his daughter said was moving.
Oh, okay.
Was said was haunted. So he
right.
So
we'll see if we see Kushida. I'm assuming, just for talent that's already on the roster, I'm assuming we could see a Casey Canzago, who's up there signing autographs at Access. We know I would have said Chelsea Green, but she apparently is not going to be at Access. She'll be staying in the PC rehabbing her wrist, which was really unfortunate. ACH, like you mentioned, Mo, I could see him as well as some talents that you see in the crowd.
They got a big signing. There was a lot of buzz for him. Oh, what was his name? He's a manager.
Right.
Rocky Hathaway?
I think that's right.
Cedric Hathaway. It'd be interesting. I mean, if he's going to form some sort of group, who will it be with? You know, will it be with Dejakovic or Keith Lee, guys like that? So I'm surprised those two aren't having a match.
Yeah, Keith Lee got hurt, though, so.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
It's too bad, because the one match they had in NXT was really good.
Yeah, very surprisingly good.
And Punishment Martinez has already been on TV, correct?
Yeah, but he's definitely going to be repackaged before we see him again.
Yeah, I would agree. And then we have the main event, 2 out of 3 falls match. Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole.
Where's Tommaso Ciampa?
Baby. I guess the one thing I would say to this is
Ciampa put out a letter yesterday saying that he has been asked by doctors pretty much not to return to the ring.
Oh, you're shitting me.
No, he said that he would be on borrowed time. I don't know. I haven't heard anything more on it, but he pretty much just said, like, I've just been – he wrote, like, a long letter about his whole career and then just said, like, I have been informed that if I do go back in the ring, it'll be on borrowed time. Stay tuned.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because the neck is pretty bad. I think we're talking, like, edge bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was said was that Hunter had said that they knew about the neck, still called him up, wanted to let him have that experience. I almost feel like they just wanted to have him up so they could be like, well, you got on the main roster. We gave you that. I wonder if it was known how bad his neck was. Yeah, I have the letter. I have the letter here.
So yeah, read it, Joe.
So in May of 2017, they told me that no one has ever had three major surgeries in a 12-week span and returned at a competitive level. I returned to the most successful run of my career. This week, I should be preparing to walk into the main event of TakeOver New York on WrestleMania weekend as NXT champion. This match meant more to me than anyone will ever understand. The opportunity was taken away from me. In March of 2019, they told me that if I return, then I will be on borrowed time. To be continued.
Yep, that sucks.
That is the one. There are two things that in a alternate universe I'd be getting this weekend. It would be Kenny and Okada, with Kenny defending the title in MSG, and the other one would be Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa. Those were the two matches that I was like, that would be everything this weekend. They could literally have Ronda cut an 8-hour promo for WrestleMania. I would not care because I would have seen both those matches live. Unfortunately, one's not happening for a very good reason and a very tremendous.
Well, she's arrested.
Yeah, it might not happen at all. one of the matches with Kenny, unfortunately, won't happen. But he's in a better place with AEW, and the other one really sucks. It's a major bummer. This was going to be Johnny's big final defining moment in NXT. And it just kind of feels a little bittersweet because I think he would have preferred to have done it with his DIY brother in.
So who do you have winning? Mo? I'm going to let Joel go second.
And you know what the funny part is? Yeah, is I don't even think Gargano's going to win. And I'm a big, big fan of Adam Cole. But it just something feels, yeah, you can't help but have a little bit of the air taken out of your tires here. Regardless, yeah. I do think Adam Cole is going to have it. It's going to be a terrific match. More than that, I just think that Adam Cole afterwards is going to be a terrific champion for NXT, best drawing champion they've had since Nakamura, because Nakamura is the best drawing champion in the history of the brand. So
more than Finn?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Nakamura drew more. He was the best draw.
I agree with you, Mo. I have Adam Cole winning it as well.
Joel? I'm going to stay Pat, and I'm going to stay with Johnny. I just think you're not calling him up anymore. It does to me. Cole deserves it to have his own special moment, and I feel like that can come at the June show in San Jose, because they'll be returning to the arena when they ran at WrestleMania 31, just before things really, really took off for NXT. So I'm cool with having that moment there for Cole. I just think this is the time where it's more or less kind of that, thank you, Johnny. You've been a loyal soldier, even when we didn't think you would be there. Like, no one thought anything of this little tag team between Ciampa and Gargano, and they're two of the biggest stars that they had going for them. Yeah. So to me, I feel like this is just, it doesn't hurt Cole at all. I feel like Cole is already Teflon when it comes to NXT, and I think just again, going back to the chase, I think having Cole chase a little bit and building to a proper story where Cole does win, I think means more than having just giving him the title here. I can see it going either way. I can absolutely see it going either way. But to me, if I was in charge, it'd be Johnny here and then you'd move on to Cole, and then you just you keep the title on Cole for as long as possible, because then you hopefully keep Vince at bay, because Cole, there's so many guys that I don't want them to mess up from NXT that I'm like, just find any way to keep them down there. But to me,
I know what you're saying. Number one, I gotta make a couple points here. Number one, I hope Cole goes to AEW. Number two, I was there that night in Full Sail in San Jose. So that was crazy. That was a night where Better Than Mania chance happened and Vince lost his mind before NXT TakeOver became a thing. Number three, the whole point I think here is that Adam Cole is the heel and Johnny is back to being the baby face. And Adam Cole has all these guys who aren't in matches there to help him. And if Johnny Gargano wins it now,
Johnny has that blonde girl though.
Okay, he does. Okay, but this will fall flat though. It will not be the coronation you're talking about. But if you make it a chase where he gets screwed and he still hasn't got that title, and then he gets it later on because he's not going to the main roster, whereas Cole eventually is, probably he may never go to the main roster now. The idea of the chase is more what you're looking at. Yeah. And this chase hasn't happened for him with this character. They got to build this character, a new story for Johnny Gargano, not just give it to him as a Lifetime Achievement Award. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be cool.
I agree with Mo on that, too. Like, I think it's going to be – it's going to be a situation, too, with Undisputed helping and the chase, and I think Johnny ultimately wins in Toronto.
I don't know. Either it can go either way, and either guy is going to be a great champion for you. I personally would like to see Johnny win, but I mean, I'm not in charge of the company, so they can book as they need.
If you were in charge of the company, it would be better.
Oh, probably 10 times better. This is still going to be an incredible match, and the fact that I can get to see Johnny in another 2 out of 3 falls match is pretty trippy. Do you think that was the intention with Ciampa and Johnny, was to have that be a 2 out of 3 falls match?
No, I don't. I think this is just, they're trying to give this a little boost after losing the guy.
Extra toppings on the Sunday.
Yeah.
So there's NXT. It looks like a very good card. Some people have said that it's the best card of the weekend. I think it's a very good card. I disagree that it's the best card of the weekend, because I think this next show is the best show. The only talent that's missing is a guy that's not normally in Japan, but we need some Michael Nakazawa on this show. Just going to say that.
I do think that NXT might be the best card, but it's not the most historic event, which is why the next one is the one I'm looking to easily, far and away, the most.
So we start off with the Honor Rumble, and we don't know all the participants in that, but we do know the most important one in that is Justin Liger, which I'm super mad that Joel gets to see Thunder Liger, because I'll never get to see him in my life again. And then from ROH, we have Kenny King, PJ Black, Beer City Bruiser, and Cheeseburger announced so far.
These Honor Rumbles or whatever they are, we've seen them before. They're just, unfortunately, they're filler.
They're over the budget battle royale.
Liger should win it, by the way. It's Liger's like only moment he's ever going to have an MSG. Just have Liger win it.
I totally agree. He probably won't, but he should.
Yeah. Joel, who do you think's going to win out of? I can't even really think of who would be surprises at this point.
I don't think the point of this one is any surprises. I think they'll probably have some small names show up, but I think it'll probably be a Ring of Honor guy that wins it, and
PJ Black then.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be anyone. Yeah.
So then this match is slighted just by Wikipedia to start the show off, and if that's the case, mental. Will Ospreay, the never open weight champion, versus Jeff Cobb, the ROH Television Champion. Joel.
Ooh, this one's a tough one. I'm gonna say Ospreay, or maybe he loses it and they have bigger things planned for him. I don't know. This one's a tough one. It could go either way.
Will Ospreay got moved to heavyweight in Japan, correct?
No, he's open. He's open weight champion, essentially, which means that it's a belt that can be challenged for. It was designed for a belt for young guys. But it just became a belt for anybody of any weight. So he's still considered at this point a junior heavyweight. Though if anybody who saw him lift Lance Archer on his shoulder and perform his finisher on him and walk around with him, wouldn't consider the guy a junior heavyweight anymore.
Do you think this is the last match of him classified as a junior, or do you?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't see him being in the best of the super juniors. That's for sure.
Could you see him in the G1 this year?
That's kind of what I was getting at. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, I think there's a really good chance. But we have seen juniors in this G1 before. Like Finn Balor was in it, as Prince Devitt was in it. So it has happened.
I think Jeff Cobb is going to win this. It seems like they really want to start pushing Jeff Cobb, and they can sacrifice Ospreay losing that title because I do think there's bigger things coming for Ospreay. Mo?
Yeah, I think Jeff Cobb is definitely winning it, and I think it's less that they have bigger plans for Will Ospreay. I think they're going to have bigger plans for Jeff Cobb.
I think
Jeff Cobb's going to be a major pushed star in both ROH and New Japan. So I think that he would be hurt more by the loss. He gets the win and it continues his rise.
He's also up there in age too, 36 years old, turning 37 in July.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so obviously if you want to push him, you got to get going. Ospreay, obviously, in the younger side, you can take your time with Ospreay in that. The next match, Rouge versus Dalton Castle.
Missed opportunity for Roosh.
Yeah, I think there could have been a better match. I think Dalton has lost like all the steam that Dalton Castle had. And with Roosh, he's a nice young up-and-coming talent. I would have liked to see Roosh versus Bandino. Maybe he gets even put into that junior heavyweight match. Would have been really cool. Or he's way Ospreay too, or something.
He's like 255 pounds, dude.
Oh, is he? Yeah, I haven't seen him before.
He's massive, dude. Yeah, he's huge. When you see him, he's a big bodybuilder type.
Right,
but
okay.
Athletic and tall and just he's a big dude.
But still missed an opportunity versus Dalton Castle.
Well, yes, because Dalton Castle, the injuries have killed him. You look at his body, his physique, and he looks soft. It's because he can't properly even work out. It's really sad because he's very talented, but injuries have already derailed his career, and I don't think it's ever going to get back to where it should be. I mean, and I don't think it's going to be a long career. It sucks because he's a very talented guy.
And he's 33. He just turned 33 last month, so he's still relatively young. So maybe a chance to come back. All agreeing that Roosh wins this match?
Oh, yeah. Roosh absolutely wins this match. It's just a matter of time till they push him towards a title situation.
The Women of Honor, which they lost to Neil Dashwin as well. They lost Madison Rayne. This division hasn't worked out the way they've wanted to. So I'm actually going to be surprised if this belt's around in the year just because it just hasn't worked very well for them. No disrespect. They have some great women on TAS like Madison Rayne and Tennille, but hopefully it's a good match. Forgive me if I don't pronounce this name correct. Mayu Iwatani, the champion, versus Kelly Klein. I'm just going to say champion retains. I don't know much about either woman, Joel.
You get a shrug from me. I'm not entirely sure on any direction or anything. I hope this is a good match. I hope everything's enjoyable, but we'll see.
Mo?
I guess I'm most familiar with them. Kelly Klein will almost certainly win. 99.9% sure. And it'll be cool to see a woman's match in that situation, MSG. That said, I do agree that this division, it hasn't worked out, and I don't see it working out. And even though they are bringing people like, from Japan over, and, you know, there's good people, and even Mexico and stuff, it's never going to work out, unfortunately.
I hope they can fix it. It seems like AEW's done a much better job of building up their women's division. With the talent that they have in there. But unfortunately, it looks like Women of Honor isn't going to work the way they wanted to. Next up, we have a New York Street Fight as Bully Ray takes on Juice Robinson. Oh.
This is the... Oh.
Oh, Joel, go ahead.
I want Suzuki. That's all.
Everybody wants Suzuki.
Yeah.
I just want to see him chase chase wrestlers around and beat the hell out of Bully Ray. That's all I want.
I mean, even Bully Ray has commented on it. I can't imagine Suzuki doesn't have something to do with this. In some way gets involved. I can't imagine. That says Juice wins. I mean, you just... I do hate the storyline to a degree that it's Bully Ray saying nobody else is even on the roster has ever even been in MSG. Meanwhile, PCO was there way before him. But uh-huh.
Hey, no one remembers that for PCO.
Clearly,
I know. That was what, WrestleMania 10?
Well, that's one time he was in there. He was in there against him and I believe it was him and the Mountie there. What's his name against?
I'm the Mountie, Owen, Jacques Rougeau.
Jacques Rougeau against Owen and Brett. I think that's where Brett Owen kicked Brett's knee out from his knee.
That's when I kicked your knee into your knee. I just saw WrestleMania 10 the other day. It's a up and down show, but probably the best opening match in WrestleMania history.
God damn that match! It holds up so much better than the ladder match. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it's a weird thing.
It's one of those matches.
There was a super fascinating topic on. I can't remember. I think it was Wrestling Zone's forum today, and they were talking about a guy went through and he compared Bret Hart versus equal opponents with Shawn Michaels. Man, that was an interesting read. Comparing their matches equally to try and figure out who was better. That was fascinating. And Owen
who was one did of they them. Land on?
You know what? When it was all said and done, they landed on Bret. And
really,
and there was a few reasons. There's a few for instance, they wouldn't include the ladder matches because those are gimmick matches, and they didn't include Bret against or the Undertaker. They threw those out because Bret got to work with Undertaker when he wasn't nearly as good. As Shawn, so they didn't think it was an equal comparison. So when they went equal to equal, and they went Bret versus Owen and Shawn versus Owen, Bret versus Steve Austin, Shawn versus Steve Austin, Bret versus Mr. Perfect, Shawn versus Steve.
Austin though? Because Shawn's back hurt.
Well, no, he had a match before that at King of the Ring.
Okay.
That they're counting.
Sure.
And they actually threw that out. They mentioned that that's not a fair one, so they're not using that one. But when they go through, and they also, I don't believe they even used the Bret one, because I think that was also a gimmick match, but an I Quit match. But yeah, I mean, it's just they kind of go through, and it's like Vader, I think, was somebody, and Sid was somebody but they were lean towards Shawn Michaels versus Sid being better than Bret versus Sid, and Diesel, they had them as a draw. But when it was all said and done, and you look at it, I have to agree. Bret had better matches with equal opponents, but nothing's ever equal, obviously. But
very interesting.
As much as you can get to, yeah, I thought it was fascinating.
I have to send us that. I guess in this, we're gonna assume if it's just one on one, it's Juice, but that somehow Suzuki's gonna get involved in this match.
I hope so.
This match I'm looking forward to quite a bit. Ishimura, Dragon Lee, and Bandino for the Junior Heavyweight Championship.
Someone is going to die.
There's a few of those matches. Mo?
I think Ishimura retains.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't see them putting it on Bandito because he's an ROH guy. But I believe he'll be the star of the match. But it's going to be freaking fantastic. It's going to be amazing.
This is there's a few, quote-unquote, sleepers of the night. But I think this is one of those matches that could really steal the weekend.
Let's face it. This is the perfect match for the weekend because it has an ROH guy who's in there that's going to look good. Because a lot of the problem with this event is a lot of times you're going, man, like the Roosh versus Dalton Castle, you're like, it's just getting in the way of my great New Japan matches.
Yeah.
But this is a chance for somebody to really stand out there. So.
Well, we kind of saw that before we get to the big meat of the show is – the resale of these tickets have been really, really interesting because I think a lot of people, like Joel talked about, a lot of people thought they'd see the Elite here. They thought they'd see the Bucks, and they thought they'd see Kenny on there. And now you're kind of showing off this new Ring of Honor talent in Roosh and Bandino. It's kind of a chance for them to kind of flap their wings and show the world who they are now. But it's not the talent they wanted.
You know what? The thing is, they've done a good job, especially ROH has actually done a great job on their show. Not enough people are watching it, but they've done a great job promoting this. And New Japan, the New Japan Cup ended up being excellent. So I think when the actual, you and I were saying, we're more anticipating this. I think when the time comes that night, we will find that the momentum is back again for the company on
on this night. I think people are going to be really, really, really excited.
Joel, you have Bandino. You have Ishimura as well?
Yeah, makes most sense.
Next up, we have a four-way tag match. The Gorillas of Destiny, POC and Brody King, Evil Sonata and the Briscoes. This almost should have been the ladder match.
Well, this one's interesting because it's title versus title.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
Have the Briscoes ever been Japan champions?
They have been Japan. They have been Japan champions, yes.
Right.
A couple years ago.
I don't know. I don't think PCO and Brody are winning them. I think they're really pushing Evil and Sonata, so I'm going to see Evil and Sonata take it.
I think that we've already seen them set up Evil versus Ishii in a match that I think a lot of people want to see. So based on that, I don't think that they're going to win. I think PCO and Brody King are going to win.
Really?
I know, it's weird. But
PCO in the Tokyo Dome.
I think so.
That's amazing if that happens. This is another match I'm just really excited for. The Gorillas have been doing a good job with everything they've done this year. I've liked Tommy Tonga's gimmick this year. It's one of my more favorite gimmicks this year, and I'm just really excited for this match. It should be a good one. This match I did not expect to be on the card, but damn it, I'm happy it is. British Heavyweight Championship, the champion Zack Sabre Jr. versus Tanahashi. Interesting.
The Ace of Japan.
Yes. Duct tape and hairspray.
And I think Tana's going to win here.
Yeah. I got Sabre because Tana beat him in the New Japan Cup last year, didn't he?
Yeah, in the New Japan Cup here that just happened. Yes, he did. And just about my favorite match ever of Zack Sabre Jr., who I'm not a great fan of, but I thought that match was terrific. So I have really high hopes for this. But I do think Tanahashi wins. I think that it's a win because
the UK.
They're going to go back to the UK anyway, so they'll have the rematch, right? But I they have a big event scheduled there. I just think that in MSG they're going to want to give Tanahashi the win for the crowd and for him.
You convinced me, Mo. I'll change my pick because I'm just thinking about that guitar in MSG.
Oh yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Post match celebration and MSG with that. The crowd reaction? God damn, that! I wish I was there so bad.
This next match doesn't say death match on it, but let's be honest, it probably is. Naito versus Ibushi for the Intercontinental Championship. Who's breaking their neck? Probably both.
Well, is Ibushi going to jump off a balcony in MSG?
He's jumping off of something. Do they have, the old entrance, the one that Jeff jumped off of? Ibushi, if he can, will probably try to jump off of that.
I wonder what kind of limitations, if any, that would be, for insurance reasons or whatever, like we saw people do and we've seen people do. I wonder, because people have done some crazy shit in MSG, in the past. It's going to be amazing. You know what? Ibushi's more likely to do a move that'll kill himself. And Naito's stupidly that looks super dangerous that will kill himself. I hope neither one happens, but either way, it's going to be great. And Naito's definitely going to win. No, actually,
Joel?
No, Ibushi's going to win.
I don't know. I don't know how many title changes they're going to have because that's a factor in it all. I'm going to say Naito, but I say that very hesitantly. I do think Ibushi, in all likelihood, could win because I think they're going to want to really push him. But I think there's another title change coming up a few matches down.
All I know is we've seen it at Tokyo Domes. We've seen every single title change.
This year. True. This year we saw that. I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I think Ibushi's going to have a really big G1. That's why I hesitate to give him the IC title. I don't know if he's going to... And I'm still in the belief that I think he's going to win the G1, so I don't think he's going to win this match. So I'll say Naito wins this one. This is where we have our ladder match. Three-way for the ROH title. Jay Lethal, Marty Scurll, Matt Taven, I think the interesting part about this is, so we now know Marty Scurll's contract is not up in April. It's not up till September. He was on BTE today in a weird roundabout way. The question is, will they put the title on Marty right now with the contract to maybe lure him to stay with Ring of Honor instead of going to AEW? And I think the answer is yes, and I think Marty Scurll is going to win the ROH Championship.
Agreed. Absolutely. Joel? I think it's practically a lock.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
That's one of the reasons why they think they're doing the ladder match.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of protect. I do think Marty wins here, and I think that'll be really cool because I really like Marty. So this is going to be cool. I'm really excited to see what Marty's entrance is, and I'm really excited to be a part of that theme song for Marty. So
that's going
to
be very cool. I think there's an outside chance Taven wins. They've been doing a nice push on Taven. I think outside. I just don't think Jay Lethal's retaining for sure.
I really love that 60-minute draw. I thought it was really good storytelling. I enjoyed it quite a bit. So.
And next up, we have the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, Switchblade Jay White versus the Rainmaker Okada. Joel?
I'm going to throw it to Mo.
You know what? Jay White is not a huge draw as champion yet. He won't be a big draw this year. He won't be a draw at the Tokyo Dome. That said, I think he's going to hold on to the belt until the Tokyo Dome. I do think that
What about that Dallas show?
I think Okada fails here and finally gets it. It's the chase. I think he finally overcomes it 1 year later from the time that he lost. So yes, I do think Okada is also winning the G1. I think it's that Okada can beat everybody, but this guy is the storyline they're building. And so I think I'll tell you one thing that on this night. As much as I'm not a fan of Jay White as champion, the heat, I bet you it is the single most heated match on the weekend. Anywhere, any place. I believe the heat, the desire for White to lose it is going to be unbelievable. And I'm not sure it's not a mistake, but I think they're going to keep it on White.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing we do know is that Goto is very stubborn with his booking. And that when he goes for something, he goes all the way. So he saw it with Jay White, and he's gone all the way. I was surprised that he beat Okada in the Tokyo Dome, and then I was even more surprised that he beat Tanahashi. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised if he's going to win there. That being said, the tickets for that show in Dallas are really bad, and I wonder if they want to have a little bit of a boost getting Okada in there. Kenny talked about it in Canada this week for the doc, that there is talks to possibly come back to Japan in due time. So maybe unless they know they can get Kenny or they can get Jericho for that Dallas show, which will help with the draw. But as of right now, I look into this gap into America and what that means. And because of that, I have Okada winning.
I can tell you this. Just because things are bad now, wait till they get there. Wait till they actually kind of really announce things. We'll see how bad they are. We'll see what the rest of the card looks like. It's you know, we'll see.
Joel?
Kazuchika Okada is probably in like the top two for best in the world right now. Mm-hmm. With that said, I think this is going to be an incredible match. I've been him and hawing. The thing with all my picks is, I should have said this at the start, is a lot of this is based on what I want to see live. I don't care what makes sense logically. This is what I want to see live, and I want to see Okada with the IWGP Heavyweight title. I think that'd be really cool and nice cap off for this MSG show. That said, I do think Jay White is retaining, but there's a big part of me that wants to see Okada with the title, and that speaks again to the heat that you talked about, Mo, that having some more heat to this match and this chase for Okada means more, and when Okada does finally win at one of the Tokyo Dome shows, I think that's important, and I think that's where they're building to. But damn it, if I didn't want to see Okada have that IWGP Heavyweight title.
I was also really surprised that Okada lost to Jay White. The storyline for me was that he was going to win it, and then he lost it. And the only reason he lost it this last year's Tokyo Dome is to build for something bigger, and I just don't think they've reached that climax of that storyline yet.
Yeah.
If that is the case that Jay White's going to win, and I very well can see it, do you think that the ROH title closes off so they have the happy moment with Marty winning it?
No.
No.
No, no, I don't think that matters. No. No. I think no matter what, it's all I don't think so.
The thing I could see them with the Bullet Club that could be ending the show because that was so successful beforehand. I could see them ending with all the Bullet Club out there in the ring and that being how they ended and them celebrating Jay White with the title.
Well, if that's the case, then do you see the Tongans winning it, as Guerrillas of Destiny getting the tag titles and having that as a last shot, and maybe you have Bad Luck Fale win the Honor Rumble as well then?
Potentially, but I mean, they've done it before where they have had all the Fraction win all their matches. Mm-hmm. I think all that matters is the Jay thing. I think that's what really matters is I could see them with all the gold. That's a really good point. You could easily see.
The other thing is you have to keep in mind, New Japan, WWE will book to make the fans happy to leave a show, feeling you have to have the fans happy and go home happy, especially on a big show. New Japan is always about the storyline. It's not about that night. And it's about the long-term storyline. That's all it's about.
Right. So there you go. There is the G1. I'm super excited for this show.
It's history. It's history, man.
It's fantastic.
You're going to be there. You're going to be there for history.
Yeah.
Nothing else is history this weekend. Nothing else has been history in wrestling for a while, except for, I guess, of AEW.
The main event. The main event for WrestleMania's history.
Actually, that's true. The main event is.
Yeah. I'm there for two historic things. Cool.
Main event was history.
So there you go. This is the cool thing about Mania Week now, and hopefully, you know, WWE's trying their best to shut a lot of this down. But aside from NXT, we talked about, there's just a lot of really cool things that are going down. So get on the Fight app on Apple TV or whatever, and you can see all the exciting things. This isn't a plug. It's just there's a lot of exciting things like Bloodsport, like is the Joey Janela stuff on there?
Oh, most likely, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Cassidy stuff is on. There's just a lot of exciting stuff on there. I didn't even mention Wally Mania, which will be a good time for everyone that's down there, and you always get the good stuff. We're going to get a lot of good podcasts, obviously, out of this weekend. Tomorrow, we will be talking about WrestleMania as a whole. There's one last subject to really talk about really quick that's not WrestleMania, and we'll probably spend 2 minutes on it, the Hall of Fame, which is probably the worst Hall of Fame class of all time. Just your overall reaction to the Hall of Fame this year, Mo.
I mean, there's certainly people that are deserving to go in.
For sure.
I mean, the Hart Foundation is deserving to go in. You can't say DX isn't deserving to go in. It's just that they're all retreads.
I'm happy for Honky, just for the speech.
He's such a dick, but good Lord. I know. The idea that this guy is there, the same night Bret is there, Bret Hart, who said, I wasn't a big fan of Honky Tonk Man in the ring because I thought his work was too light, so it looked phony. And Honky Tonk Man comes back with, you had a stroke, you can't even speak, you almost died, you should have. You know, this is.
Hey, and 2-time Hall of Famer Booker T.
But that's it, right? It's all retreads. I'm like, boy, does this ever seem weak when you're throwing out people, three people in one night that have already previously been in? Dude, it's weak. It is weak.
And I know we rag on Hunter quite a bit on here at times, but this is not how I wanted Hunter to go in the Hall of Fame.
No.
I know we're doing it for Pac and for Billy and for Road Dogg and for China, and that's great. I still think the Outlaws should have got their own. Sean Waltman deserved his own. China deserved her own. And Triple H definitely deserved his own. And he's going to get it. It's just a little bit sour that this is how Triple H is going to go in that. I don't know what happened with the headliner. Maybe they just didn't want to do Taker. Maybe the StarCast thing is a bigger deal than we realize. By the way, Joel sent this to me, so credit to him. Kurt Angle is going to be at StarCade. That was announced during Monday Night Raw tonight. So that's interesting. But I wonder if the StarCade I wonder if the StarCade thing with Undertaker propelled the Hall of Fame to be a little bit different this year. And maybe Taker was the idea for the headliner. So we'll find out. Joel, any thoughts on the Hall of Fame? Obviously, you had zero interest in going, and you're going to the much better show on Saturday with Japan and ROH.
I always look at the Hall of Fame with kind of like, you're there. I don't know. It's one of those situations where it's the Vince McMahon Hall of Fame. It's not the WWE Hall of Fame. So it's one of those things where it's like, I take Meltzer's Hall of Fame way more seriously than I do WWE's. The lineup's weak. I'm very interested to see what attendance looks like, because I feel like attendance isn't going to be strong at all for this.
No, because I think there's going to be people going to Janela's thing, and people are going to going from ROH in Japan right to Janela's thing, I feel like.
Yes.
And yeah, I think maybe you're not going to get as many smart fans to win the idiot chance, so you can get more people getting their actual speeches out, but who knows. And there you go. So yeah, tomorrow we'll be recording part two, which will be all about WrestleMania. This is going to be the best part, though, with the NXT and the G1 show. Both shows look absolutely phenomenal. Again, go to Fight TV. There's some other great stuff there. And Joe will be live from WrestleMania, and he'll do his best to give you his live review of everything. What's your idea for the fans, Joe? If possible, your best idea of a schedule for those pods coming out?
They're going to come out when they come out. It's more or less kind of the way they'll go. It'll be three shows, and it'll be featuring NXT TakeOver. The next one will be MSG and then Mania. As long as everything goes as planned, everything goes sideways and there could be nothing. Hopefully there's at least something, because I'd like to at least share the experience. But if there's not, I'm partially on vacation. So that's kind of the plan.
Cool. Mo, any last thoughts before we wrap this up?
No. I think this has been a lot of fun. And, man, it's going to be – I think that between the MSG and the NXT, this might be the best wrestling action in the history that we've ever seen at a WrestleMania weekend, despite whatever happens at WrestleMania.
Yeah, for the 15 hours we're going to get from that. So, everyone
– That's just the pre-show, right?
Yeah, that's the pre-show. Yeah, that's going to be – the pre-show.
It'll be 8 a.m. Newark. I'll be in Newark or East Rutherford in MetLife Stadium waiting for the main event, and I'll be like, I have tickets for the Statue of Liberty. I gotta choose the main event or the Statue of Liberty. Like, guys, wrap it up. And then Vince is gonna come out and cut a 20-minute promo.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see you for part two, everyone. Until next time, cheers and enjoy the weekend, people.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. And good night. Bang.